Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Still Small Voice, and I am your host, Sharon Hurst, and it's so good to have you with us today. This show today is truly going to minister to your spirit, and it's going to inspire and just give you that hope to press your way no matter what happens to you in life. I have a wonderful guest on the show today, a young lady that did not allow tragedy to stop her from using what had happened to bring something great and to be a blessing to so many others. I have on the show with me today Miss Louise Cantrell, and she is the founder and the president of Dancing Angels Foundation. But before I bring her on the air, I just want to share briefly something that happened to her a few years ago that caused her to go beyond the pain that she was feeling and create this beautiful foundation. On March 6th in 2012, the unthinkable happened to Louise and her family. There was a tragic fire that caused the life of her husband, U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret Chief Warrant Officer Edward Cantrell, and also took the lives of her two daughters, Elizabeth and Natalia. They died in a tragic house fire. And at the time, I'm going to get their ages here, Isabella was 6 and Natalia was 4. But Louise didn't stay stuck there. And I thank God that she didn't. She pushed beyond what she was going through. And because of her two beautiful daughters who love to dance all the time, Louise created the Dancing Angels Foundation. I want you to welcome to the show today, Miss Louise Cantrell. As I said, she is the founder and the president of Dancing Angels Foundation. Welcome to the show, Louise.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's great to do this.
It is great to have you on the show. And if you don't mind, I would just love you to talk some about your husband. As I read his bio, he is, and I'm still saying is, because he's with us in spirit, and just an extraordinary man. He did six tours in serving his country. Now, I'm going to just talk a little bit about some of these, the accommodation, the awards, and the medals, and then I'm just going to let you go ahead and talk about him to us today, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, Chief Warrant Officer Edward Duane Cantrell served his country with such pride. As I said, he did six tours. Some of his awards and decoration included the Soldier's Medal. And I'm going to let Louise talk a little bit more about that medal. He also got a Legion of Merit, 4 Bronze Stars Medal, 2 Purple Hearts, 2 Army Commendation Medals with Valor, and 6 Army Commendation Medals. There's just so much that he did to serve his country and just, you know, fighting that war for us. And Louise, just will you just please share more about the work and the things that your husband did to help make sure that we stayed safe over here?
Well, he was the epitome of a special forces soldier, what they call a quiet professional. He had served 17 and a half years. 10 of those were with 3rd Group Special Forces. We met in 2003, and we had got married in 2004. And he did, in our 8 years of marriage, he deployed 6 times, 5 times to Afghanistan, once to Iraq. And in those deployments, he inspired soldiers, led them well. He was very highly respected in his job. And even more so in that sense, you know, he loved his country and he loved his family. And he was just a wonderful man and a wonderful father and a wonderful husband. You know, he served his country really well.
He truly did. And as I look through his medals, you told me a little bit earlier about the Soldier's Medal. Can you share with our listeners what that Soldier's Medal is?
What it is one of the highest honors you can receive stateside for an act of heroism, and being what happened on March 6th in 2012. He was awarded that medal posthumously after he passed. So it's okay. Just an honor to have it, because it goes to show that he was a hero overseas and a hero at home always.
And that's beautiful. He brought all of that from the service back home with him, and shared all that love and passion that he had fighting for his country. He brought it back when he became a civilian. So that is just truly beautiful. And I see he was also the recipient of the Bruce E. Price Leadership Award. Can you tell me more about that award?
That award is named after a fallen Green Beret, also Bruce Price. And when Dwayne had graduated from going to Warrant Officer School, it was the first year that they had created this award in honor of that soldier. And what it does is just exemplifies their leadership in the class and their peers, how they, you know, respected him and things like that. And he was actually the first person to be the recipient of that award in the warrant officer class when he had graduated in 2006, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, he accomplished so much in those 6 years that he was serving his country. And you said he was just an awesome, awesome father. And let's talk about those, your two beautiful daughters that are with him now, Isabella and Natalia. I love that name, Natalia.
Thank you.
And you said that they love to dance.
They did, you know. I mean, you look at most little girls, it didn't matter, you know, if they were in dance class or they were in the house, if there was music playing, they were twirling somewhere, or, you know, dressing up in their princess dresses, twirling around. And if they just heard music, they just loved to dance. And Dwayne, like I was saying, he was a wonderful father. He was where he would come home from work, and the first thing he always did was take his boots off. And then he'd go change out of his uniform and get in comfortable clothes and sit down on like the chair with each one of them under his arms, and they'd watch TV together. He was very involved in their lives, their activities when he was home. He was deployed a lot, so unfortunately he did get to miss a lot of their growing up. He actually missed the birth of Natalia. I mean, he didn't meet her till she was 2 weeks old. The girls, they were just as beautiful as they were just as sweet and loving to be around. They were just such sweet little girls, and they loved to dance. So when everything had happened, it was a year before I'd look at their pictures when everything had happened.
Wow.
And I guess it was just a reality I didn't want to face. And I hadn't said their names yet. I wouldn't say them, because then I guess that was a reality too to face. I was sitting around, and it was actually my sister-in-law who, you know, I was talking to her, and I said, you know, I have to acknowledge them. It's not fair, you know, because I've gone to ceremonies about Dwayne, and Dwayne had a legacy. He served, and he inspired people, was respected. Well, they were so young that, you know, people didn't know them. And I said, you know, I need to do something for them. And she had said, well, what do you think, you know, what do they love? And I said, oh, well, they always loved to dance. They were always doing something. She said, well, you know, there's things like, you know, you can do a scholarship on their behalf. And that's how the idea came about. And I went to the local school that they had gone to, Cumberland Dance Academy, and talked to the owner. And I said, you know, would you mind if I, you know, gave out a scholarship for 1 year of dance for a little girl that was like 7 years old, so it was around the age of my daughters, and I want to name it, you know, the Dancing Angels Scholarship. And she said, that would be wonderful. And so June of 2014, I gave out the first scholarship to a little girl, and it was actually on stage in front of probably 200 to 300 parents that I said their names actually.
For the first time. May I ask you, how did that feel when you finally said their names for the first time out loud and in front of that audience?
I was petrified. I was very emotional. It was good. It was very, very difficult, but it was good at the same time. It helped me to better be able to say their names, to be okay with saying their names and realizing, okay, I have to start this journey so that I can, keep their memory alive.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And the Dancing Angels Foundation has also, I think you said you have awarded a scholarship. One was awarded, was it this month that you gave the latest scholarship out?
Yes, usually because of the dance schedules, the way they go, it's usually around between, mid-April to June, where we award the scholarships, because by then the dancers will know if they're going, to either a summer program or a year-long program, because the dance schools start in August. So the first year was out of my pocket. I paid, for 1 year, which was 2014. Last year, we gave out 4 scholarships.
Wow.
Through all the generous donations, because it is a 501c3 nonprofit. And this year, we've handed out 2 so far, but we're actually going to be doing probably 3 more, which would be 5. So it's just wonderful, because each year it's increasing, and it's a great feeling. Like I said, it's a labor of love. It's hard. It's difficult. It's very emotional on me personally, but when I see the results, it's worth it in the end.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And I remember you saying that it's a labor of the labor of love, and then there's pain, because it reminds mm-hmm. you of why it was created.
Right.
Are there any qualifications that the girls have to pass, or how can they be considered for the award?
Well, I have a board of directors, and what we do is you can go on our website. There's an application form. You apply, we review it, and then from there, I always call the parents, because, they're always, under 18, and it's male or female, doesn't matter, but I speak with the parents and ask them, okay, can you send me the acceptance letter that they received from the school that they're going to? And then they'll send me that, and can you tell me, if you put down a deposit, how much is the balance? And then we figure out from there how much, tailored to each dancer, how much we can give. People seem to believe that it's based on financial need, and it's really not. It's based on their passion, their love of dance. Because when I think of my girls, how much they love to dance, I think, mm-hmm. well, these dancers need to show me that this is something they want to pursue. They have it in them. It's in their blood. And I also get a recommendation from their dance teacher, recommendation, so I can see all their accomplishments. And most of them that we've given out, actually all of them, aside from the 7-year-old, have been dancing since they were 4 years old. And they're ranging in ages, 16, 17, 14. So they're not just, once a year they dance and say, oh, it was great. They are actively dancing and pursuing this love. And that's where we look into the consideration. And it is some financial need, but it's not based
upon that. Well, that's good to know. And I like how you said they really need to have that passion, and not just trying to get a scholarship, but it has to be something that they're really, that is
right.
really
and,
in
and
their
they have to
heart.
Show that they attend class, their attitude, all of them, help their teachers with other students. They're giving back also. So it shows their character and their integrity. And that's important. And the foundation, the purpose, there's 3 facets to the purpose of the foundation. Is first and foremost, it honors and perpetuates the memory of Isabella and Natalia, because I, as a parent, your greatest fear is that they'll be forgotten, because you live with them every day and mm-hmm. you miss them every day and your heart breaks every day. But every time I give out a scholarship, their names are spoken, the story's told, and they live on. And then it also gives hope hopefully, yes, to people who have suffered this. Because I remember, you know, when you hear stories about something happened to somebody's child, the first reaction is, oh, if that ever happened to me, I would do this and I would do that. And I've said that too, but it did happen to me. And there's days, you know, you want to give up, but there's something in you. You never know what you're able to do until you're faced with it.
That is so true.
So you don't know your strength until you're faced with it. And then the third thing is that it helps these dancers realize their dreams, because in actuality, I will never know what could have been, but I'm able to see how I can help to where they can see what can be. And that's the reward in it.
That is so beautiful. Their legacy is living on. Isabella and Natalia, the things that they love to do is living on through the lives of others now, and they're blessing other people to follow their passion. So that is so beautiful. And, you know, I had a lady on the show a couple of months ago, and her daughter had passed away as well, and it took her years to get through it, and she said the same thing. You know, you say what you would do, but until it happens, you really don't know. And it's a different story, because you have to find your own way to deal with it, to get through it, and nobody else knows the pain that you are going through. Even if someone else has lost a child or loved one, everybody's pain is different. It's different.
Well, that's what I say to people. I also volunteer and help out with a military type organization that does a retreat for families of fallen. And I always tell them, after I tell them my story, because they don't know my story until like the last day of the retreat, and they just can't believe. They're like, you know, how are you doing this? We'd have never known anything like that had ever happened to you, because you laugh, you smile, you this, you know, that. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you that I don't say that I understand you. I can relate to what has happened to you, because your pain is your own. I don't know how you feel. I can relate to it, because nobody knows how I feel, because my daughters were so young and you know, they had a whole life ahead of them. And they were just giving, loving, sweet little girls. And so now heaven's got the best little angels up there right now.
Yeah, and you know they're up there dancing. You know that's what they're doing. They're just dancing their little hearts out right now. And I know every time you award a scholarship, you know, they're just smiling down at you and dancing all over again. So it's just amazing how you turn things around and found a way to just push yourself past the pain. And so many people are being blessed now because of what you're doing and the volunteer work that you're doing as well. It is encouraging others, because just like you said, they never would have known if you hadn't shared your story. And because that you're sharing your story, that is encouraging them. That is giving them hope that whatever they're going through, that they too can find a way to get past it. And hopefully that will inspire them to do greater things as well and be a blessing to others. You just don't know how many lives that you're touching with your story and with the Dancing Angels Foundation. So it is truly a blessing. Now, you have a great event coming up in this month, and it is called the Purple Heart Plaque Dedication Honor Ride in memory of your husband, Dwayne Cantrell, Isabella, and Natalia. So, and it's on April 16th. So why don't you talk a little bit about this great event that's coming up on April the 16th?
April 16th, the first part of the day is an honor ride. There is a group that creates these Purple Heart plaques to give to Gold Star families. And they're giving me one, but a very special one, actually, that actually includes the girls in it. And what they're doing is the honor ride portion is for motorcycle riders who want to ride from my old property where we had the house fire. They're going to bless the plaque, and then they all get escorted and ride to the Special Forces Association that's on Doc Bennett Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Then from there, the ceremony happens, and actually the all-veteran parachute team is going to be jumping in at the start of it. And then from 3 o'clock till 8 o'clock, we're going to have music. It's a fundraiser. From that dedication ceremony, it leads on into, because that's how the foundation came about. We're going to talk about the foundation and inform people, because that's one of our biggest things now, is letting people know that this resource is out there, because it's so new. I mean, we're like, you know, the new kids on the block, you know, compared to all these other organizations. And from there, you know, we have raffles and auctions and music and food. And it's just a day to spend with people who want to learn about the foundation through, and then, you know, with donations or buying an auction item and things like that, 100% of all the proceeds between the ride and the fundraiser go to the foundation. And we literally have no overhead because our staff is all volunteer. Nobody's paid.
That is so beautiful. I'm praying and believing that you're going to have an awesome turnout. Okay.
I, you know what? Pray the weather is good. That's what I really...
Okay. We are going to be claiming and believing that the weather is going to be beautiful, because the parachute team that's going to be falling, I don't want anything to hinder them falling from the sky so that people can see that.
It's just been amazing. I've jumped out of the plane with the parachute team jumping. And it's just going to be amazing, because it's just the time where it's our first fundraiser, but it's the time that I can tell people about it and they can know about it. And sometimes I say to people, you know, when I share my story, if it helps one person, then it's worth the pain of telling it. I said, but if it means at night people hug their children and give them an extra kiss goodnight, then that's worth it too.
It is worth it. And I tell you, this morning, just reading your story, it truly just moved me. April the 16th is on a Saturday. It's April the 16th. It's the Special Forces Association, and it's at 4990 Doc Bennett Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's going to be from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., but you've got an honor ride that begins at 1 p.m. at 4151 Pecan Drive, Hope Mills, North Carolina. I am going to post this on my website as well, so that she can send it, and it will also be sent out to those of you that receive the Daily Words of Encouragement. So we're all going to be praying and believing that the weather is going to be beautiful and bright, and they're going to have an awesome turnout, and there's going to be food, music, silent auctions, raffle, and so much more. So I'm asking everyone in the North Carolina area, and those that are close by, please come out and hear Louise Cantrell's story and be a part of this Purple Heart plaque dedication that is honoring her husband, Dwayne, Isabella, and Natalia. You're going to be, it's going to bless you, and you're going to be blessing others as well, because what she is doing and sharing her story is amazing. And as you can see, she did not let this stop her from going forth and doing greater things. Louise, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I've got your website pulled up. The website address is dancingangelsfoundation.org. And if you want to reach Louise, her email address is dancingangelsfoundation@gmail.com. And she's on Facebook. And there's a lot of good stuff on her Facebook page as well. And it's Dancing Angels Foundation. So I'm asking you to stop by her website, like her on Facebook, and go out on April the 16th and be part of this wonderful foundation, Dancing Angels Foundation. And Louise, before we go, is there anything else you would like to say to our listeners today?
I just want to say... thank you to all who visit the website and look at the story about my daughters and my husband. And I appreciate the time, and I appreciate you guys for giving me the time to talk about it and inform people. And please, if you're in the area, come to the fundraiser.
Yes, do. Please come out. And thank you again for being a part of the show. And I want to say to the listeners, don't let tragedies keep you down, because there will be a blessing that can come out of it if you can just encourage yourself and get back up. And you can see this is what Louise has done. She got back up and she has created something that is a blessing to so many people. So be encouraged this day. It's not over. New things are going to happen in your life. Hold on, be encouraged, keep the faith. This is Sharon. You have been listening to The Still Small Voice. My guest today was Miss Louise Cantrell, the president and founder of Dancing Angels Foundation. Be blessed, and as always, keep your channel clear and be listening for The Still Small Voice. Until next time, be blessed. Bye-bye.
It's your health. Stay on top of your own health and medical conditions with MedAdvisor. MedAdvisor is free, private, and personalized information about your specific medical condition. It's literally as simple as signing up and answering some simple questions. MedAdvisor then searches thousands of research papers, clinical trials, guidelines, and even warnings to summarize a totally personalized update regarding your health. MedAdvisor.com. MedAdvisor. MedAdvisor.